Armed American Radio listeners, today's Armed American Radio's recorded version of the national radio broadcast, the Armed American Radio podcast, is being brought to you today and every day by North American Arms. Make sure to visit NorthAmericanArms.com for the finest mini revolvers on planet Earth. NorthAmericanArms.com. Enjoy the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the Sig Sauer Studios. On the Patriot Mobile Platinum Microphone. Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
And here we go. Welcome inside the Sig Sauer Studios here at the ranch. The Patriot Mobile microphone fired up for you. X Insurance presenting it all. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's a day before Garbage Day. Greg in Dallas, Texas. How you doing, my Patriot Mobile brother down there at the network?
Not too bad for Taco Tuesday.
It is a Taco Tuesday. Are you going to eat tacos today, or are you just going to say it's Taco Tuesday?
I got to remind everybody it's Taco Tuesdays. I've already eaten.
Oh, you've already had your tacos.
I have not had tacos. I had steak and potato.
There is a mobile gas station down the street from me, ladies and gentlemen. I was telling Greg about this yesterday. That has a little taqueria in there.
Oh, the best.
With two beautiful little ladies in there making the absolute best street tacos I think I've ever had. Greg, I've had them in Mexico. And taco buses in Texas. And these are the best I've ever had. I had a couple of them yesterday. I'm going to have two more for dinner tonight because I've not eaten yet. So I have a little banana here that I might eat during a break.
Those are some of the best tacos. And if you're interested, on Netflix, there's a special called The Taco Chronicles if anybody wants to watch it, and they try tacos throughout the world.
Greg, would you talk? I thought you were talking about the banana. banana tacos, right?
No.
Let's not talk about that. Bananas mean monkeys and apes. Yesterday we had bears. Let's not go there today. Let's try to stay away.
Moving
from
on.
Greg, would you be kind enough to tell people where to watch the show in high definition and tune into the chat, please? And then we'll go to our guest, Alexander Rubian from NJ2AS.
Sure. If you want to watch the show, just head on over to armedamericanradio.org or .com. On the right-hand side of that website, you're going to see the menu icon. Just give that a click, and when that window opens up, select that Watch Live option. If you're driving, hit that Listen Live link. And if you missed a previous episode or new to the show and you'd like to get caught up, we'll head on over to the podcast link. If you'd like to join our live chat, head on over to your app store, grab the Telegram messaging app, create your profile, and search for Armed American Radio Conversations.
You are too quick for me. I was trying to maneuver there while you were talking, and bam, pow, zammo, you're done. Let's go to the phones. Alexander Rubian from New Jersey, my brother from another mother. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to see you guys are also celebrating Taco Tuesday.
Are you celebrating Taco Tuesday up there in Jersey?
Come on. My name is Alejandro, and I'm Cuban. All right. So if you guys want the best tacos, forget about this other one you mentioned. You have to come over and try mine.
You make them yourself?
Absolutely. My mother's a professional chef. I grew up with all homemade tacos and food, and arroz con pollo, black beans and rice, tostones. That's my new favorite.
Well, you know, when you first met me many years ago, I was living down in Tampa, Florida, I believe. And, you know, Tampa's great Cuban food, too. So, you know, the Cuban sandwiches and all that fun stuff. Love the black beans and rice. The half Cuban sandwiches.
Absolutely.
Over at Carmine's in Ybor City. Some of the best. I've taken a lot of gun rights activists there and turned them on to some of that Cuban food. It's great stuff. Hey, real quick, do you have bears in New Jersey? You do, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Has one ever gotten into your car and stolen garbage out of your trunk? I'm just asking for a friend.
Not mine personally, but I know a lot of people that live up in the northwest of New Jersey, and there's a lot of interactions with bears there.
Okay. Well, all right. Yeah, we had a guest on yesterday whose car was destroyed by a bear, and it was just absolutely hilarious. I didn't even know where to go after that.
The show was done.
The craziest. The show was over. It was the weirdest thing. With you, you've made my job easy. You and I talked last night for quite some time. And, you know, I told you last night, and I'll tell you now, you make my job very easy today because I really don't have anything. I don't like to do bullet points with my guests anyway, right? With you, I know you so well, and I know how plugged in you are to the Second Amendment rights community. And, I mean, you have been fighting a battle up in New Jersey that has been just incredible to watch over the years, with your press credentials, taking on Governor Murphy, making him look like a fool to a point they throw you out of press conferences. And ladies and gentlemen, Alex is the real deal, okay? So where are you in New Jersey now? Bring us up to speed. Let's talk about it as if we were on the phone last night.
Well, you're absolutely right. We are behind enemy lines here, and that doesn't mean that people should give up in states like New Jersey, because now we're officially able to carry. I carry my firearm proudly for self-defense. And the irony is you see how the governor of New Jersey, the attorney general of New Jersey, Matt Flanken, Governor Murphy, and how now they want to taint and manipulate all the positive benefits of firearm ownership, as well as being able to carry firearms. 2 weeks ago, the governor held a big press conference, taking credit for the first time in 25 years, taking credit for the fact that violence has gone down, not even mentioning the fact that because people can now carry, criminals know they can't get away with what they used to be able to get away with, because we have the right to protect ourselves. So if you want to see a good theater of comedy, just go to the Attorney General and the Governor Murphy's Facebook page, and you see all the ridiculous things they're posting about the benefits of their policies reducing crime, when in reality, it's the fact that firearm ownership and carrying a firearm has reduced crime.
Alex, have they even mentioned that? Has that even cropped up, the word
Absolutely
firearm?
Absolutely not.
So it's not something they even want to touch, because they know that it would make people like you and people like me and our movement and the gun rights activist community and the gun rights organizations and your organization look good. And he wouldn't dare do that, would he?
Absolutely not. And this is OK. So this is a really good thing. This is why he was adamant about removing my press credentials. Because when everybody else from the so-called, quote-unquote, mainstream media was going to and asking about how people can go to liquor stores and home improvement stores and get a driver's license, suddenly I was the bad guy when I asked how can people buy a gun when they want to protect themselves after you. This only brings light to the fact that the media colludes with and is as corrupt, in my opinion, as the governor, the attorney general, and so forth. Because that's why they kicked me out. I was asking the right questions about self-defense and being able to protect yourself, your family, your loved ones, as looting, as crime, as everybody knows around the world was skyrocketing because criminals don't obey the laws. And it comes down to the question of resources. When you can't buy toilet paper or you can't buy XYZ basic necessities, people are looting. People are committing crimes to acquire those things. And the governor didn't want that information coming out, was trying to make it about other issues. And luckily, you know, thanks to our supporters and our donors, we were able to fight that and successfully win. And the governor had to write a check, thanks to taxpayers, for $65,000 to have me go away and then reissue my press credentials.
I love it. I have to ask this question. We'll carry this one into the first break. But when is this tyrant going to go away? When is he termed? When is this idiot gone and out of the lexicon? When do we stop saying Governor Murphy? How far away is that?
Well, the only thing tyrants ever want more of is power. You know, Governor Murphy, this guy's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. As he tries to disarm you, me, and the rest of, you know, New Jerseyans and anyone else coming in out of the state, he has taxpayer-funded armed guards that we're paying for to fly with him to his private villa in Italy. He's not going to go away. You know, it's very obvious he's staging to run for president of the United States. And that's why we need to fight back now and stop that from ever happening, because his number one goal is to gain more power. And how does he do that? What's the next logical step? It's to run for president. His wife is a red heat running for her Senate to take over Menendez's spot, because, you know, he's in trouble now with the FBI and and alleged bribery charges.
All right. So, I mean, when is his term up? When is he no longer governor of the Garden State?
Well, I mean, he's like, I think 2 or 3 years left in his term. I try not to think about that. It, you know, it gives me a lot of stress and anxiety. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that, what were you going to say?
No, that's all. Listen, we're getting ready to take a break. We'll continue the conversation when we come back. I don't want to have to get a question out, and I'll stop you right there so we don't have to stop you because of the hard break. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking with Alejandro Rubion, who heads up New Jersey Second Amendment Society. And, you know, you've heard him on the show for many, many years. Alex is the real deal. As I said, he has gotten in the governor's face. It's so fun to watch his videos. We'll talk about where you can go and support NJ2AS and all that fun stuff, and we'll carry on the conversation and get up to speed with what's happening and get Alex's thoughts on what's going on in the world of gun rights and everything else, Joe Biden and all kinds of fun stuff. Why? Because we can, and we've got him for the hour. Alejandro Rubion, NJ2AS. We'll be right back with Alex right after this. Don't go away. The following segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back to the show. Yes, yes, yes. Welcome back to the 6 Hour Studios here at the Ranch. Patriot Mobile microphone lit up for you. X Insurance presenting it all. Got a cool X Insurance shirt on. Make sure to check them out. They will insure you and your freedom where others may walk away from you. Don't believe me? Ask the people who've been walked away from. Go look online. It's everywhere. X Insurance isn't walking away from you. And they have their own attorneys that are going to fight for you tooth and nail, regardless of what insurance you have, whether it's for your freedom, whether it's for your guns, your home, your cars, your toys, your boat, whatever it is. X Insurance has your back. AM Best, A-rated carrier. Patriot Mobile, also, you heard that rejoiner. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR. Use the AAR promo code and get free activation. Stop giving your money to woke businesses that hate you and are actively fighting against your gun rights and using your money to do it. There's better companies out there, and we love each and every one of them. They're patriots, for real. patriotmobile.com/AAR. Alejandro Rubion, New Jersey Second Amendment Society. Welcome back in, my brother. It's always fun to have you here. So I want you to finish your thought. You were talking about Murphy, I believe. If you want to wrap that up, go right ahead. Put an exclamation point on it, because it seems like this guy's been governor forever. Do we have Alex?
Hey, I'm sorry.
There you go. It seems like Murphy's been governor forever, Alexander. You know, go ahead and finish, wrap up your thoughts with that, and we'll switch gears.
Yeah, he ran for re-election. He ended up winning in 2020, and then won his second term. It was the first time a Democrat governor in New Jersey won in over 40 years. So it really brought to light like what they did. There was a lot of work they did. They actually went, and I believe they harvested a lot of elections and a lot of votes from urban areas of people that didn't vote. We had a whole seminar on this. Because they go through the voter list, they find people that haven't voted in 10 years, they go knock on their door, they assist, you know, basically, you know, ask for the support, you know, and this is the biggest problem with mail-in ballots and so forth. You know, you can do things like that. So, you know, come to your own conclusion on how he won his reelection, but I don't believe in, that things were done fairly.
Well, you can't prove that. Neither can Donald Trump. You guys are just
election
deniers. Yeah, we all know it was a screw job all the way around. Anybody that had their eyes open knows that. Alex, does New Jersey stand a chance of a flip-flop? And that might sound like a crazy question, ladies and gentlemen. New Jersey is rabidly anti-gun, very deep blue. But are you experiencing some of the changes in New Jersey? Are you seeing conservatives now fleeing, or is there a chance a Republican can win the governorship there? I mean, I told you before, you don't stand a chance. Well, now you can carry a gun. You carry your gun. You still have to jump through some hoops. Bruin was a big plus there for obvious reasons. Can it flip?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the fact of the matter is that what we see in the gun ranges in New Jersey now is that people from all backgrounds, you know, Republican, left-wing, right-wing, Democrats, libertarians, socialists, whatever you want to call these communists, you know, whatever the new name is for them these days, but they're all buying guns. And they're going out and they're getting, you know, firearms for themselves, protect themselves. You know, they're getting their concealed carry permits. But the problem here lies the fact that I think it was only like 40% of Republicans went out to vote the last gubernatorial election. I mean, that's terrible. Pathetic.
That's terrible.
And, you know, for what reasons, I'm not sure. I don't pretend to know about those issues. It's not my responsibility. You know, I focus on Second Amendment issues. That's what I'm an expert in New Jersey. But, you know, we have all these people complaining, but then you ask them, hey, do you go out to vote? And they don't go out to vote. So I think we have to do a better job, as like I was talking internally with some people about, like, the quote-unquote buddy system. You know, go out there. Be a liaison. Call 10 of your friends and family members. Hey, do you go out to vote today? Assist them with going out to vote. You know, use what they've advocated for, which is mail-in voting and all these ways of being able to, anything shy of voting from your computer, if they could pass that, they would. But, you know, be a liaison. Get 10, 15, 20 of your friends, family, ask them to vote, talk about these issues, explain why they're important, and help them, you know, register to vote, go out to vote, go pick them up, drop them off, whatever it takes. You know, if you did that with 10, 20 people, you know, you could potentially change elections because people are going to make it. It'll be easier for people to go out and know how to vote and vote for the right people.
Well, you know, you are an expert in Second Amendment issues, and you know damn well that that goes hand in hand with voting rights. It goes hand in hand because if gun owners don't come out to vote, they're not going to think their Second Amendment rights back in the state of New Jersey. And hopefully most of them haven't thought to themselves, well, we now have the right to carry, I can get a permit, my job is done. That we all know
exactly.
What complacency does. Do you fear that there? I do. I'm going to tell you that based on what I just heard, I fear that may be very well what's happening in New Jersey. I hope the turnout is far higher in November. It has to be.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's the biggest, I mean, the level of complacency, it's unbelievable.
That's,
you know, but
terrible.
The fact, like we touched on before, you know, what this really brings to light is what I believe is the collusion with the mainstream media and government like New Jersey of pushing forward this false narrative that guns are bad, guns are bad, guns are bad. Literally, just an hour ago, the New Jersey Attorney General on his social media posted, and I quote, America's gun obsession harms states seeking to protect their own residents. Efforts against unlawful ghost guns, quote unquote, are working, and I'm proud to co-lead a Supreme Court request to reconsider a lower court's decision curtailing sensible gun regulation. I mean, this is so outrageous, so bogus. Look how they word these things. But the problem is that nobody in the quote unquote mainstream media ever calls out this ridiculous rhetoric and how they're literally conditioned to think, if I turn in my guns, if I disarm myself and my family, I'm somehow safer. I mean, it's absurd. We all know that, and yeah. That's one of the narratives that have to change, and that's why it's important that people go out there and they speak openly and publicly about this.
Well, you know my position on the mainstream media. They're as corrupt as the day is long. In fact, they're likely, if you want to look at the mainstream media as an entity, as a single organism, it's one of the most corrupt organisms ever in American history. Is American mainstream media. So I expect that the governor's not going to say anything positive. Let's go back to the crime you were talking about and those numbers. Is crime in New Jersey now at 25-year lows?
I don't know if it's at a 25-year low, but it went down significantly. I could actually pull up all that quote-unquote research and data that Governor Murphy was citing. It's one of the things I want to start hammering back on because I knew something was up when I saw that press release being sent out.
Yeah.
And he wanted to take credit for the reduction in crime. Listen, every single state, I know one state, Florida, for instance, I studied extensively, that in 1988, when they restored people's right, not through a court ruling, but through legislature in Florida in 1988, and they allowed people to apply to carry guns for self-defense. In that year, crime plummeted. You know what the one sector that crime skyrocketed in was? people without a state license plate. Why? Because the criminals knew, hey, am I going to go rob a Floridian?
That's right. They're armed. Alex, that music means we're taking a break. When we come back, I've got another comment for you, and we'll get your thoughts on mainstream media again, and then we'll move on to another topic. We're talking with Alexander Rubian from New Jersey Second Amendment Society. He's a great friend. He's a great friend of yours. We'll be back.
Daniel Defense firearms are guaranteed for life, trusted worldwide, and designed, engineered, and manufactured right here in America. Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision.
Daniel Defense has it going on, ladies and gentlemen. DanielDefense.com. I've asked you for a long time if you've gotten on that email list over there. I would highly recommend you do so. You'll see some really, really cool products over there. Really cool products. DanielDefense.com. You can also support the Double D Foundation.org. The Double D Foundation.org. That is out there benefiting the youth shooting sports, not just in Georgia, but across the country now as they continue to expand all throughout the Southeast and eventually the rest of the nation. In fact, they shot some international matches just a few months ago, and hearing the story about how tough it was to travel with those firearms overseas was incredible, even though they were permitted and licensed to do so for the competition. Yeah, the Europeans don't like your guns, ladies and gentlemen, so there you go. Welcome back to the Sig Sauer Studios, Patriot Mobile, Mike, X Insurance presenting it all, Alexander Rubian, NJ2AS. Welcome back, my friend. Always fun to talk with you. So I want to go back to media. Yeah, I want to go back to media for a second, because you mentioned that the reason I set that up with the crime at low numbers. There's a report out today, economic report, that inflation has risen again and that gas prices have skyrocketed. Joe Biden likes to take his personal responsibility for lowering inflation, which is, 10 times higher than it's been in history under his administration over 3 years. So a drop they like to take credit for by failing to mention that it's still way high, right? That's the way politicians gaslight and lie to us. So I asked about the crime rate. There's clearly a correlation. The timing is not suspect, ladies and gentlemen. You don't have to be a statistician. You don't have to be an economist like Dr. Lott to figure this stuff out. The gun laws change in New Jersey and crime begins to drop. There is a correlation. Now, there are probably other factors, but that's clearly one of them, Alex. So we know the governor's not going to mention that at all because it doesn't fit his narrative at all. But has any media outlet, anyone, made that correlation or even mentioned it when it comes to New Jersey and crime stats? Forget the politicians that lie all day. Has anybody in mainstream media made that correlation in Jersey?
That I'm very happy you brought that up, because that is exactly the point. That perfectly demonstrates, and to answer your question, no. But that is exactly the point, and highlights the fact of how corrupt and collude, and how they collude with politicians like Governor Murphy. Because how could anybody not make that correlation and even challenge the governor on it? And to kind of show you even further of how corrupt the system is and how they create this system, when Governor Murphy was sworn in, he changed the press policy in his office and said he wants to personally select and give permission to certain media outlets on who can access his meetings. I mean, how is that not just like the most corrupt, most undermining of the First Amendment, that he gets to pick and choose? So if you watch our press conferences where I'm there and I'm questioning and challenging the governor,
they're hilarious.
Exactly. Because he goes to every person and says, hey, Lauren, wink, wink, what's your question about making sure liquor stores stay open during COVID shutdown? And it's like, hi, Governor, great to see you again, wink, wink. Here's my question. And he answers it beautifully. Why? Because I believe there is some type of collusion going on behind the scenes. Now, when I go up, he pauses. He doesn't know how to answer the question. He just sits there, and then he goes, is that your whole question? It's like, well, yes, Governor, that is my entire question. And then he gets up, his body language changes, he crosses his arms, he kind of stumbles in his words a little bit because he doesn't know the question I'm going to ask him. Therefore, he's not prepared for it. But that's the exact purpose of the First Amendment. That is exactly why we have to have a free and unbiased press so they can ask the right questions. And this, that brings to light and shines light on the level of corruption that I believe goes on in our mainstream media and in our government. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't quote-unquote President Biden do the same thing, that he wants to be fed all these questions prior to being asked? I mean, it's outrageous.
He's got note cards on who to call on.
Exactly.
So he knows the questions in advance. So you believe, like I believe, that he's colluding with media behind the scenes to set up the questions in advance.
Well, absolutely. I could have sworn I saw headlines where the press secretary wanted to get all the questions. And then you even see them flipping through and going to the question and looking at the answer that they're supposed to get. I mean, if that is not theater, then I don't know what is. And that completely undermines the purpose of having the First Amendment and having an unbiased and fair first press.
Well, theater to me is having the state police throw you out. The video of that is remarkable. Ladies, tell people where they can go to watch all these videos and stuff. You've got them up on your website.
Yeah, it's on our website. You go to YouTube, put in NJ2AS or New Jersey Second Amendment Society. We have our own channel there. It's on our website. It's through our social media. You know, I went back. I continue to go back to the press conferences. They surrounded me by armed guards. You know, Governor Murphy has no problem with his people having guns. You know, and they personally escorted me out, would not allow me in. We had to sue in federal court. And luckily, they came running to the table, you know, looking to settle. And we settled. I mean, but
okay.
It's outrageous.
Well, let me ask this. Has any other media come to your defense at all?
Exactly. No.
I mean, come on.
Not a single one of them. Why? Because they're part of the problem.
They don't want you in there.
And
those are the people that should want you there.
Exactly. That's exactly the point. They are all part of the problem. That's why I have no problem calling these people out one day and showing the bias that goes on and the outright hatred and animosity that people have. Look at every single news outlet, how they constantly regurgitate and mimic what they call, gun violence, high-capacity magazines, assault weapons. They have no ability to think for themselves, and they regurgitate what these anti-gun, anti-American politicians say without sitting there and saying, what the heck is a high, you mean a standard capacity magazine? You mean a standard rifle, a modern rifle? You know, but they give validity to that language and the vocabulary that they use that was specifically selected to give a negative connotation to a tool, a piece of equipment, so that people think like, well, nobody needs a scary assault rifle that can mow down 100 people in half a second. It's like, well, that's not what it does. That's not what its purpose is. And just because some criminal goes out and, you know, speeds away at a high-speed chase at 150 miles an hour doesn't mean that I should limit my ability to drive fast, you know, and put sensors and all these limitations on people's Corvettes and Mustangs. It's outrageous. But all that does is shine light to the level of collusion and corruption that's going on with the media, the so-called media, and the politicians today.
Yeah, it is really disgusting. It reminds me of when I got called to jury duty down in Tampa, Florida, a number of years ago, and it happened to be a young kid on trial for two cases of manslaughter, two counts of manslaughter. And all they could tell us at the jury when we walked in, I was the first group to go in, was that a firearm was involved. That's all they can tell you about the case. I was one of the first 12 people up there. They started questioning me. They got to me, and the prosecutor asked me if I could be, you know, fair in a self-defense case. I said, I have a Florida concealed carry permit. I absolutely can be fair. At which point, I kid you not, ladies and gentlemen, the defense attorney rushed to the bench and the prosecutor rushed to the bench. The judge turned off his microphone. They had a little 5-minute discussion because I promise you the defense attorney wanted me up there. The prosecutor didn't. I'm the guy the prosecutor wants up there to give this kid a fair trial, or should be. And what does the judge do? Says, Mr. Walters, thank you for your service today, and lets me go. I'm not the guy they want up there, to be fair. Mainstream media, to use that analogy, they should be supporting you. You're the one that they want up there if they're interested in getting to the truth. And ladies and gentlemen, they are not. They're interested in getting the truth as they decide to define it. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues. We have one more segment with Alejandro Rubin, New Jersey Second Amendment Society. He's a great friend of mine, means he's a great friend of yours. Hope you're enjoying the conversation as much as we're enjoying bringing it to you today. We'll be back right after this break in 4 minutes on the flip side.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
Back to the show, indeed. Greg in Dallas, Texas, ask me how many cups of Defender coffee I had to start my day today, Greg.
How many cups of Defender coffee did you have today?
Guess.
No.
Just guess. Pick a number. Pick a number between 1 and 2.
35.
I had 2 cups. Defender coffee, ladies and gentlemen. Defend the Second Amendment when you sip coffee. That's a beautiful thing. And a portion of the profits of every bag I buy, I give to the Second Amendment Foundation. BarrelBuddy.com. If you're watching on your screens, I'm holding up a pack of Barrel Buddies. You'll see that they're, you'll notice about halfway down because these things have literally changed the way I treat my guns. BarrelBuddy.com. $14.99 for this pack. And I will tell you right now, you can clean your gun without all the grunge. Ditch the patch, pitch the patch is the motto over there. BarrelBuddy.com. Clean your guns without any mess from now on. Just push through the barrel. It's a push through the barrel cleaner is all it is. It's a little, looks like a little piece of styrofoam. And it is remarkable. Patented. One of those smack yourself in the face, why didn't I invent this thing kind of products. But $14.99 gets you 50 of these things. And the one I'm got here is for my shotguns. And I'm about halfway down on all my other ones as well. Because now I'm going back and cleaning my guns and not getting yelled at. Get that stuff out of here. It stinks. Or you're dirty. All the dirty patches. No more. BarrelBuddy.com. Visit all of our partners, all of them, please, at ArmedAmericanRadio.com. Welcome back to the 6 Hour Studios. We have one more segment with the great Alexander Rubin. Alex, welcome back to the program. During the break, I was looking at a piece from New Jersey 101.5 I wanted to bring up to you. That is titled, This Could Mean the End of Tough Gun Laws in New Jersey. It was printed yesterday, published yesterday, from New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey joined Delaware in federal court on Monday, arguing in favor of state bans on what regulators call assault weapons and large-capacity magazines. The restrictive laws on certain models of semi-auto firearms face a Second Amendment challenge. New Jersey, of course, filed a friend of the court brief last summer on behalf of 18 states supporting Delaware's laws in response to a lawsuit filed by plaintiffs affiliated with the NRA. The idea, this is Delaware Attorney General Kathy Jennings, the idea that the founders envisioned anything like an AR-15 when they drafted the Constitution is delusional. New Jersey Attorney General Matt Platkin said a court decision against such laws would leave residents less safe. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit, right, which sits in Philadelphia, serves the areas of PA, New Jersey, and Delaware, as well as the U.S. Virgin Islands. In the Third Circuit case, the state attorneys general collectively have argued that Delaware's restrictions on what it defines as assault weapons and large-cap magazines are constitutionally sound, in part because such weapons are rarely used and, of course, ill-suited for self-defense. Here's a list of the states. Let me see if I can find these here. Here's the states that signed on. Attorneys General for California, Colorado, Connecticut, District of Columbia, Hawaii, Maryland, Maine, Michigan, Minnesota, New York, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Washington signed on to the following. So, look, I believe, like Alan Gottlieb believes, and I'm sure you believe as well, that the Fourth Circuit case out of Maryland is likely going to hit the Supreme Court first. And I have a feeling that a rolled up copy of the Constitution is going to smack all these commie Soros funded losers right smack upside the face.
Exactly.
Are you optimistic? Are you optimistic in Jersey?
Well, I'm optimistic. I think I believe the Supreme Court was very, very, very clear on what they have to do. And you just see these states now scrambling, trying to figure out any way that it can undermine it, manipulate it, twist it around. And, I'm optimistic, but this is part of their game. They want to drag it out and delay it as much as they possibly could. And we just have to thank the Supreme Court for upholding a very normal understanding of the Second Amendment. And to say that the founding fathers, who are significantly more intelligent, bright, and smarter than the New Jersey Attorney General and Supreme Court justices, that don't even understand. That they do not understand that what the "we the people" mean. I mean, it's outrageous. And I think that there should be more emphasis put on the level of just manipulation going on in the United States Supreme Court. You know, the fact that we even have to have these arguments. I mean, look at the Dick Heller case that, you know, overturned D.C.'s ridiculous laws. I mean, the fact that we have to have that lawsuit go that far is just outrageous. But this is part of their game. They use this for fundraising, to pretend and give this illusion that they're out there fighting to take guns off the streets. It's absurd. Yeah. I'm happy people are waking up to it, and I pray that the next court lawsuit will overturn more of these insane, ridiculous laws that do nothing but empower criminals and make us defenseless.
Yeah, let's name some names here. Franklin, Adams, Jefferson, Madison, Attorney General Matthew Platkin. You think they're in the same league? I mean, come on. Here's what your goofball attorney general said. The evidence is clear. These weapons are not designed for self-defense. Let me make this very clear, ladies and gentlemen. If 20 people attack my home, what do you think I'm going to use for self-defense? One of my AR-15s. And when that one breaks, I'm going to have another and another and another. Alexander, these people are just, it's relentless. It never ends. These people are clowns, buffoons. They make these statements. And here's the evidence. Where's his evidence to say that? Is he not aware of anybody that's used an AR-15 to defend themselves? I mean, I can introduce him to people who have. You know, I mean,
absolutely.
Matthew Platkin. Well, your laws will change at some point. I feel confident of that. This piece from NJ 1015 also talks about your sensitive places, because your governor, like New York and California and everybody else out there, the post-Bruin temper tantrum has been very active in New Jersey, and these cases are still winding their ways through the courts, right, in Jersey. So this is not over yet. You guys are fighting the fight, right?
No, it's not. We're fighting the fight with the Second Amendment Foundation. They're doing a great job with their legal team. I actually just found that story on 1015, and I'm looking at the picture of Matt Platkin. The evidence is clear. These weapons are not designed for self-defense.
He looks like he should be in a portrait right there with the founders that I just mentioned. All those names and Platkin, right? I mean, the guy's a goofball. You can look at these Democrats and tell that they're Democrats simply by looking at them. It is remarkable. It really, truly is.
Yeah, Alexander, it's outrageous.
So give us the lowdown. You feel good about the future of New Jersey gun laws post-Bruin. Am I correct in that assessment, in asking you that?
Well, I firmly believe it emboldened us. Luckily, the ruling was on the correct side of history. You know, but the fight's not over. This will go on and on and on. And that's why I'm asking for people to support NJ, number2as.org. Become a donor, become a supporter. Always remember, what happens in New Jersey does not stay in New Jersey.
You know, you better believe that.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate we're behind enemy lines, and thankfully we have members statewide, nationwide that support us, help us with the fight, and it's only because of them that we're able to do the things that we're able to do.
Well, you know we got your back. NJ2AS, that's NJ and the number 2AS.org, to help Alexander fight the fight. I mean, you got couch change. Toss it their way. I know times are tough out there. I just did some grocery shopping today, ladies and gentlemen. It's brutal. Trust me, when six items are $180 at Costco, it's ridiculous. But put the couch change to work. NJ2AS.org. Alexander, thank you for being here, brother. I love you. Thanks for fighting the fight, and keep fighting the fight up there in New Jersey. You know we've got your six. We do. All right, ladies and gentlemen, second hour coming up, we're going to have Cam Edwards. Or I'm sorry, Ryan Petty. Ryan Petty, enjoy your break. We'll see you on the flip side.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.